Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
More like fourth inning, fourth frame heartache last night. That's Connelly Early, who was dealing first three innings, and then not his fault. So you got to make the plays.
Fourth inning, it fell apart.
That's why they give you a glove, Curtis.
Yeah,
so you got to catch the ball.
What's the saying? Before you win, you have to learn how not to lose first.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was last night. I mean, that inning was so maddening. Because it's one thing if Judge hits a three-run home run.
Right,
okay,
right.
It's Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
There was no ball hit hard, just off gloves, people misreading fly balls, just pathetic.
Yep. It's unfortunate. Red Sox are done, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday, and you guys are incredible. All right, Curtis, did you line up the assistant AG here in Rhode Island? Will she be joining us today on the show?
I only spoke to her press secretary.
I have no idea whether she's in line trying to
get her. I'm an AG.
I have no idea, but we hope to see her this morning.
I bet you
can't address
this.
I bet you can. She was at that event last night. I felt like I was on a movie set.
It's awesome.
They do this big party at some, Courtney probably knows, some
Faxon Lodge.
What's it called?
Faxon Lodge. It used to be a dorm for Salve, and then the people that live across the street closer to the ocean bought it.
Yeah,
and
it's beautiful.
Now it's like their guest house,
beautiful
which
mansion.
Is insane.
Yeah, beautiful mansion, great party, great cars there last night. Some beautiful Aston Martins.
Yeah, the cars are amazing.
There was a Bentley that you love.
The 2026 Bentley, my dream car, Flying Spur. Four-door. Cost you $350,000.
Oh, well, you could probably finance it over 60 years, so yeah. I don't worry about it.
I asked the guy that worked for Bentley, the Herb Chambers of Bentley. I said, listen, are you guys hiring? I would be more than happy to be
You would make a great car salesman.
Or I said salesman, or I could be your ambassador for Bentley.
It would take – the sales pitch would last for 3 hours, they'd probably –
if you stop talking, I will buy this car.
They'd probably buy it just to get away.
Yeah. Right.
The G-Wagons were sick last night.
Yeah,
those refurbished ones. Yeah.
I'd be like De Niro and analyze that. I see. You see all this trunk space back here? You buy the car, you don't go in it.
Well, yeah, no, it was a great – it was it's
so
great,
cool.
It's a great time down here, and there are events – today and events all weekend. So if you love cars and you've never been, you have got to come down here for this event. And this morning, we'd love to see you here at the brewery in Newport, Newport Craft Brewery. And we would love to hang out with you this morning. And we got a lot to talk about. Red Sox do not advance. And I think a lot of us thought that they would after that win in game one. But it is the Yankees that move on and they get off the schneid, Curtis, when it comes to the Red Sox beating them in the playoffs. So that narrative changes a little bit for the Yankees and for the Red Sox.
If they won game two, it would have been just so phenomenal. Like the Yankees would be – they'd be 10-1 against the Yankees in their last 11 playoff games.
Yep.
But it was a unfortunate buzzsaw they ran into last night.
That's the thing, though. We keep saying like everybody was really confident after game one. After game two, my confidence was in the toilet. Like I did not think that they were going to win last night. I didn't go into game three, and it was like all we talked about was Lucas Giolito's out. Who's going to replace him? Who's going to replace him? And everyone we talked to was, well, Curtis used to make a joke about it. We're going to cross that bridge when we get to it. It's like, no, the bridge is here. We got to cross it because we're going to jump off. Yeah. And that's what we ended up doing.
Yeah, but they were in the same boat, though. It wasn't like you were going against their ace pitcher.
You were going against a Yankees crowd who it was a home field advantage. I just think –
You think the crowd played a factor in that series?
For a rookie, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How does a crowd, like, play a factor?
In the world of baseball. Put yourself in Connelly Early's shoes.
Yeah, but what about the other kid, Schlittler?
That's his home crowd.
But he's still a rookie. Both of them are under massive pressure.
I understand but one of them has the crowd behind him. The other doesn't.
But again, it's not on Connelly Early.
No.
Like he was big stage, and he lived up to the moment.
Yeah, I mean, he was fine for the most part.
If you want to go specifically last night, it's Rafaela or Abreu, whoever you want to put that on.
Abreu.
You put that on Abreu. And then it's Lowe. You didn't have the bats to come back. But Wiggy was, I gave him a chance to come back after that fourth inning.
Yeah.
You were done.
No, I was done because I already knew your bullpen was gassed. And then I would say this, that the two young pitchers, whoever fell in the hole first, the other guy was going to be in the driver's seat because he knew he would have had a couple of runs in a cushion. And that's what happened with they were both pitching well. Obviously, the kid Schlittler was pitching better than Early. But once he went up 4-0, he knew he was playing with house money, and he stayed in that zone. And unfortunately, to me, going into that game, I thought the Red Sox had a legitimate chance because you were going against a young pitcher.
Yeah. You can forget about getting them back.
And he was all pissy about being chirped by Red Sox fans. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I'm never going back to Bubbling Brook. That's my boycott of Walpole.
So you're going Walpole.
Yeah. That's where he grew up.
Yeah. No, yesterday I said Needham because Chief of Police is his dad.
But my parents are in Needham. I have to be nice to the chief.
That's not fair. There's not a lot of good places in Needham. So, all right. Well, we got a lot to get to on a Flex Friday. Before we get to Leeds, let me grab Rob, who is from Swampscott. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I just got in the car. I'm driving to work. I heard Courtney saying that the crowd played a factor in the performance. Connelly Early pitched his heart out, and if the Red Sox didn't out-nerd themselves and out-geek themselves with overshift baseball, they would have had a shortstop and a second baseman that were in position that wouldn't have had to make such extravagant attempts at balls that they didn't wind up getting. They just play where a normal shortstop and second baseman play, and those are outs.
The dreaded shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many times in the series did the Red Sox infielder get a grounder that was hit directly where they were? I was actually noting in the game how often both teams were somehow positioned perfectly for most of the ground balls. Yeah. So I think
Bregman had one where he was like basically right behind the mound.
Right, and it went right to him.
Yeah.
That was game two.
Yeah. So I mean, it works.
So in that case, the analytics are you're on board with the analytics.
We can fight the shifts and the defensive alignments all we want. Those things aren't changing. They're going to get more pronounced.
Okay. They said it coming up at 7, and we will hear from Alex Bregman with regard to his future with or without the Boston Red Sox. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, that is Pat Benatar.
That's a great song right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a classic.
I mean, she owned the 80s. When she and Madonna owned the 80s.
And Joan Jett, too.
Well, yeah, but Joan Jett didn't have nearly as many hits.
No. But
Pat Benatar's catalog is extraordinary.
Classic. So
hit after hit after after hit.
Unlike the Red Sox.
Heartbreaking, certainly, last night. And leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru, introducing the all-new all-wheel drive 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid. Experience adventure unplugged. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, I would say, if you're okay with it, the fact that we are in Newport for the Audrain Motor Concours Motor Week, we could do some automobile-themed rejoins this morning, if you're okay with it.
I think that sounds like a great idea, Greg.
I love that.
When it comes to rock and roll, certainly, the themes throughout the years have been automobile.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills, women, sadness. So.
Does Rick Ocasek have a song about cars? Because that would be even better.
That would be irony?
I don't know.
That would be, yeah,
it's too early.
I think that would be irony. All right, Chime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, Greg, it's pretty simple. I'm really sad about the Boston Red Sox. It's very depressing coming in this morning and knowing that they lost last night in a series that they could have won. Like they could be moving on to the ALDS, and instead they're off to Cancun and to enjoy the offseason. I at least have hope for the future, whereas in previous seasons, I was never convinced, right? It always required them to go into the offseason and spend really big in order for this team to be back to being competitive. Right now, though, you have a lot of those major pieces locked up. You have guys like Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer on this roster. They'll be healthy next year. You have a guy like Garrett Crochet, who now has a contract. If you can somehow figure out a way to make sure Alex Bregman stays in the fold, you keep your major leader, you can get Duran out of here, get what you can for him, and maybe, who knows, maybe a deal for a guy like Joe Ryan is available this offseason at a much cheaper price than it was at the trade deadline. And this team will be better next year. And so I think at least right now, compared to the last 4 years for the Boston Red Sox, there's a lot of hope that doesn't require massive, massive changes in the offseason. And that I think we can be proud of.
Sure. I mean, you're going to, whether you like him or not personally, you're going to get Tristan Casas back. So hopefully that
you can keep him.
You can keep him.
What about our guy Liam Hendricks? We're gonna get him back.
I don't think you're gonna get him back.
Oh yeah.
Pete Alonso's gonna. I think he opted out, right? Then Pete Alonso opted out, so he'll be a free agent. Is Schwarber a free agent?
You could bring Schwarbs back.
I would much rather Schwarbs than Tristan Casas.
Yeah.
You can keep Casas, and we love Liam, but I think he's about to go on a walkabout.
But yeah, no, I think you're. I mean, you have to focus on pitching, and that's really it.
Yep.
I mean, you need more offense too.
Yeah,
I mean, you need to get. I mean, Roman Anthony will help, but you need another guy that's going to potentially get you 30 home runs in a season.
Because if you lose Bregman, then I think you'll probably see Meyer play third. And then if you can get a guy like Schwarber or Pete Alonso to maybe pick up the production that you potentially lose from Bregman.
I don't think Bregman's going to opt out. I mean,
you don't think so?
Well, he was hurt, but so he has that excuse, but I don't think he had.
I thought that was whispers.
That's from his agent.
All right.
I think that what they're going to try and do, and this is inside baseball, literally, that the CBA expires at the end of next year. There's going to be a lockout by the owners, and Scott Boras is going to attempt with his clients to get money guaranteed in
spite now for extended
periods of time. Yep, so I believe he will opt out for that reason.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Sean, great lead from you. What do you think of Sean's lead?
Courtney, be honest, you weren't even listening.
It was so good. It was so good.
All right. We're in Newport, Rhode Island. It is a Flex Friday, and we are at Newport Craft Brewery, and we'll be here all morning long. We'll be joined by Jay Leno at about 8:15 or 8:30 this morning. Nate Burleson, Wiggy locked Nate in for Beat the Geek, so that is coming up at some point this morning. And we will be right back with the rest of this morning's leads next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.